Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jamestown author Keith Norman joining us. And Keith, welcome to our show.
Well, thanks for having me, Warren.
Hey, absolutely. We appreciate you taking the time, Keith, to join us here on Let's Talk. Very cool event coming up to the Jamestown area at Fort Seward. It will be on Monday the 19th. It's kind of a book signing and a chance to talk to you and another author about some historical events and some books that you guys have put together about events that have happened in our region. Let's just get a brief overlook about your book, Keith. Okay. You wrote the Frontier Valor Medal of Honor on the Northern Plains, and this thing is chock full of the Indian War period.
Yes. We looked at there are about 450 men who were awarded the Medal of Honor for fighting Native Americans in a 30 or 40 year period. And 133 of those occurred on the Northern Plains, and that's Wyoming and Montana and South Dakota, and not necessarily North Dakota, but there's even one in Minnesota. So it's this Upper Plains area.
Yeah.
And what I tried to do in the book was to look at the campaigns that these men fought in, the battles that these men fought in, and then also to personalize it by gathering some biographical information through genealogy sources about what their life was like in the Army, out of the Army, things like that.
Yeah.
So we're trying to personalize the history. A lot of people just think of military history as this regiment did this or something like that. Now, regiments are made up of people, and we're trying to get down to the individual level here. What did that individual do? What was that individual's life like?
Yeah, and that's what you go into in the book. You have tons of references to those individuals, those 133 men, like you said.
Yes. And, it's a matter of timing that none of them were awarded the Medal of Honor for actions here in North Dakota, because the Indian War period battles in North Dakota were largely in the 1860s, and the Medal of Honor wasn't instituted until 1863 and really didn't see a lot of use outside the American Civil War in its early years.
Interesting. Again, Keith Norman, Jamestown author, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So Keith will have his book, be doing signings, answering questions about that. But joining you up there, Keith, will be Todd Harburn.
Todd Harburn is he's a surgeon for one thing, and a historian and an author, and he's from Michigan, and he has spent several years researching the life of Dr. James DeWolfe. And James DeWolfe was the post-surgeon at Fort Seward here in Jamestown in the early 1870s. And had the misfortune, I suppose you could say, to transfer to the 7th Cavalry. Mm-hmm. And he perishes on, just down the slope from Last Stand Hill, where Custer himself was killed. When they recovered the bodies, they felt he was probably attempting to set up a field hospital there. And, of course, the entire area was overrun by the Lakota.
Mm-hmm.
But DeWolfe was a journal keeper, a letter writer, and most of this stuff has survived.
Yeah.
And Todd Harburn has gathered it together. He's edited it so it's a little more readable than the language of the 1870s, and annotated it so that when he's talking about people, there's some reference to who they are and things like that. Plus, he's written a biography about Dr. DeWolfe, and that's included in that book. And that's being published by the University of Oklahoma Press, which is probably the big name in American Western history. And Dr. Harburn will be at Fort Seward also on that Monday, June 19th. He's going to do a PowerPoint presentation about the life of Dr. DeWolfe. So it's not just a kind of a meet and greet and sign and things like that. It's more of a history lesson. So for people that are into American history, especially in American history that's occurred in this region.
Yeah.
We got a couple of good books, and certainly Dr. Harburn's presentation is going to be top rate. From here, he goes on out to the symposiums that are held at the Little Bighorn site every year.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be full of history, and as you said, Keith, anybody who's really interested in how this area really came to be is, right. I mean, this is a good chance to learn more about that.
It is. It's a chance to walk the grounds of Fort Seward, where Dr. DeWolf made his home for about a year, and he spent a month in the spring of 1876 snowed in there before the 7th, the company of the 7th that he was with went out to the Little Bighorn. There's a chance to be at the site where some of this history took place.
Yeah.
While we're talking about it, and I think that's important too.
That's very cool. Again, Keith Norman, Jamestown author, joining us here on Let's Talk. So that event is coming up at Fort Seward from 7 to 8:30 p.m. That's free and open to anybody.
Free, Keith? And open to anybody, and of course Fort Seward, the Interpretive Center, the little museum up there, is always free and open to people.
Awesome.
The event, the Interpretive Center, is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. most throughout the summer. Yeah. Every day, and this event will be held Monday evening.
Perfect. 19th. Wonderful. So June 19th, that's the day of the event. That's next Monday at Fort Seward. Keith, if anybody wants to talk to you more about your book or your other books that you've written, or talk to you about this event, what are some ways they can get more information?
Probably email is the best. Okay. knstories@gmail.com. Okay. Just my initials, Keith Norman, knstories@gmail.com. Okay. Or they can go to my website, which is keithnormanbooks.com. And there's links to email me there as well. Those are the easiest ways to get a hold of me.
Awesome. Very good. And it's very cool that, Keith, that you're in touch with the history in our area, too. Very knowledgeable of all this stuff. And we'll look forward to other books that you come up with, too. And hopefully we get a good turnout up there at Fort Seward.
Certainly. Yes, this book kind of calls for sequels, because this is the Northern Plains. Well, then there's the Southern Plains and the war against the Comanche and those tribes in Texas, Oklahoma, even up into Nebraska and Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the Apache Wars is a whole topic by itself. So I think there will be some sequels to this.
Awesome.
Coming up.
Well, and you know, when those roll out, we'll hopefully talk to you about those too.
Certainly.
Keith, anything else you wanted to add in there about anything?
I just want to thank you for your time, and hope to see a lot of people out at Fort Seward on Monday night.
Awesome. Perfect. That again, Monday 19th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Fort Seward. And Keith, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren.